Seek First, a Kingdom podcast. Thank you for joining in and listening to this podcast this week. My name's The Tobes. I'm going to pray this in. Dear Lord, thank you for another opportunity to come here and just do your will. Thank you, Lord, for giving me a voice to speak for you, Lord, and speak through me in this one. These are a little bit unscripted, so, they are unscripted, but yeah, just doing your will and working through it, Lord, and help me. Speak through me, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So, first I'd like to say that, I've always wanted to do a podcast. And I always kept hearing people say, oh, let's do podcasts. Or, I'm going to start a podcast. Then my friend Jasmine said, I'm going to start a podcast. And I'm like, let me help you out since you probably don't know anything you're doing. So I was just going to help out. I was going to help record. I'm going to help edit. I wasn't planning to be part of it. But the more I was sitting there listening while we were trying to record, it's like God kept saying, you're going to help her with this one. You can actually participate, speak on it. And so here we are. excuse me. I am a single guy. I'm about to turn 40 this year. Ugh. And I grew up in church my entire life. All I've known is church. And a while back, a little bit before 2020, the church I was going to, some events happened. And they left me, or they kind of asked me no longer to go to that church. Nothing in my will, or nothing in my power. I just was asked to leave the church. So I went through a time where I felt like the one thing that I was so used to having around was gone. And when you lose your church, you think you lost your... especially for a person like myself who... It was constantly in my life. It seemed like it was basically like a second job. Although I enjoyed being there more than my actual job. It felt like a part of me was gone. And then you also figure out... Am I really living for Christ? Because the church left, so of course I didn't really have a bad taste against God. I had more of a bad taste just against the church. So I was like, why do I want to go to the church? And of course, because my mom is a very church-going person, she tried to encourage me to go to church, but I didn't really want to. It was hard to step the foot back into a church because you feel like these people said that they are a family, and then some scandal happens or some rumor gets thrown out there and they treat you completely differently. And, so one night, and then, of course, because of that, you tend to fall back into your old ways. So, I grew up in church, I was able to learn how to play church, as they would say. And, stand up, sit down when I need to, say amen, do all that beautiful stuff. But I was also living double life during that time. So, when I got, of course, asked to leave the church I used to go to, it hurt. And so I fell back into that life. I fell full force into the lifestyle. I was living a double life. I was drinking. I wasn't really smoking. I don't really do smoke. I decided to start doing weed. Smoking. And start living a little promiscuous lifestyle. And I was still feeling so empty. No matter what I was doing, it wasn't helping. I was to the point of suicide. At the place I was living, my roommate at that time, it was summertime, I remember. And he was going off to his, or he was taking a lot of camping trips, so he'll be gone for a whole weekend. So I was like, oh, well, this is a perfect time if I wanted to, take my life. No one would know until at least Monday. And, work won't know. And so, I thought about that. So, the very next day, thought about it a lot. And one day after, or one evening after going to the club that night, came home. and I was wasted. And I went to lay down on the bed. And I had this weird sensation of just falling. And I just fell. And it felt like I was falling forever. And then I finally hit the ground and it didn't hurt. And I was like in this dark room. And I started hearing hissing. As if there was a snake in the room. Or snakes. I was in a room full of snakes, which was one big fear of mine. And then instead of hearing hissing, I started hearing words. And liar, fake. Basically every demeaning word that I've ever called myself, I've heard in that room, and it was just coming at me rapid fire over and over again. And I was freaking out. And it was literally panic. And out of nowhere, I knew that the only way to stop these words coming at me like that, was just to yell out his name. I was like, Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. And instantaneously, like just a snap, I was back in my room, surprisingly sober. And that's when it came to me. It was like, Jesus is the only one to help me get through this time where I felt like I lost a community. I lost something that was really close to me. And it just happened to be Saturday night, so I decided that Sunday to choose a church I was already looking interested in going to and go to. It happened to be E2 Church. And when I went there the next day, they were doing their See You at the Movies series. And it happened to be about Black Panther. And then someone there was all like, Eric. Then they encouraged me to get baptized, which is amazing. And then that was like kind of like that was it. I decided to dedicate my life back to God. And I got baptized. And since then, I've been helping heavily in church. Seek First, a Kingdom podcast, is, pretty much self-explanatory by the title. Seek First, a Kingdom podcast. Seeking first the Kingdom of God in everything you do in your life. And I believe people been asking me a lot, like, well, what's this podcast going to be about that you're doing? And I'm like, oh, it's literally about how to seek first God in everything, every part of your life. It's targeted towards believers of Christ that are either new believers, need to learn, or need to understand the learning of what things to do to seek for his kingdom in every area, or even just people who just want a refresher or want to learn more about seeking first. We're going to dive deep into the word. We're going to choose some topics every podcast that we're going to talk about. These first two episodes, we just wanted to tell you who we are, what we've been through, how we got to the point of wanting to create this podcast. Personally, me, I wasn't planning to be on it, but God had other plans, and I like to follow his ways. So, stay tuned. If everything works out, the next podcast will be out in 2 weeks. And we're working hard and praying that God will guide us in the way we are to record it and get it going for you guys. So, thank you for listening. I know this was a short one, but I like short ones anyway, so here we are. Stay tuned. We're on all popular podcast platforms. And thank you for listening again. And that was the episode of Seek First, the Kingdom Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, give it a like, share it, and please subscribe so that you'll be notified when new episodes are released. Thank you.